Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Metkovich. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Pellegrini. Batting eighth. The catcher, Eddie McGaw. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Boo Ferris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Boo Ferris. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ford Garrison. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Jack Walesa. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Gene Handley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. And now, play ball. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson takes first base on ball four. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci bunts towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Culberson moves to second. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Culberson moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Culberson scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peck moves to second. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich bunts towards first. McQuinn fields the ball and throws to Fowler covering. Safe. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini bunts towards the mound. Fowler fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Fowler. Metkovich goes all the way around to score. Pellegrini moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Eddie McGaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Culberson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels takes first base on ball 4. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Desautels moves to second. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrison hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-0 in the game. Pesky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garrison. Pesky reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Pesky moves to third. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pesky scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes York. The throw from Desautels and he is safe. York steals second. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0-for-0 in the game. Pellegrini hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie McGaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGaugh is 0-for-1 in the game. McGaugh strikes out. Two outs. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris is 0-for-1 in the game. Ferris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Culberson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ferris moves to second. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn juggles the ball. That's an error on McQuinn. Ferris moves to third. Culberson moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-1 in the game. Walesa hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-1 in the game. Handley hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, York strikes out. There goes Doerr. The throw from Desodles to second, and Doerr is out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0-for-1 in the game. Pellegrini hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metkovich moves to second. Eddie McGaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGaugh is 0-for-2 in the game. McGaugh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Desodles hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fowler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ferris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Culberson is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pesky hits a line drive to right field. Peck throws towards Handley. Handley fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Handley. Peck throws the ball into Handley, who tags Pesky trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Ferris moves to third. Pesky moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ferris scores. Pesky scores. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Doerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Williams moves to second. 2 outs. Rudy Yurk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yurk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yurk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Red Sox. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Metkovich is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Culberson. Peck reaches second base with a double. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Peck moves to third. 1 out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0 for 2 in the game. Walesa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Benson now playing left field. Norm Brown now pitching. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pellegrini hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Eddie McGaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGaugh is 0 for 3 in the game. McGaugh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ferris hits a line drive into left field. Benson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0 for 2 in the game. Handley hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. George Armstrong pinch hits for Gene Desodles. George Armstrong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armstrong hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Culberson. Armstrong reaches second base with a double. Vern Benson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Armstrong now catching. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Culberson strikes out. 1 out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pesky hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Doerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Konopka pinch hits for Norm Brown. Bruce Konopka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konopka hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Peck hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Savage now pitching. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Metkovich strikes out. One out. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pellegrini hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal juggles the ball. That's an error on Cal. York moves to second. Eddie McGaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGaugh is 0-for-4 in the game. McGaugh takes first base on ball 4. York moves to third. Pellegrini moves to second. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Ferris strikes out. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Culberson takes first base on ball 4. York scores. Pellegrini moves to third. McGaugh moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Pesky hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-3 in the game. Walesa hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Gene Handley. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.